Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Not all bread is created equal. And if you like your soft, fluffy, moist, and delicious, then Hero Bread and Buns should be your first choice. But Hero Bread isn't just about taste and texture. It's high in fiber with ultra-low net carbs with 0 grams of sugar. Order today at hero.co and use the code AH10 to get 10% off your first purchase. That's AH10 at hero.co, H-E-R-O.co, for 10% off your first purchase.
Schlatt's been telling me recently that he's been sort of promoting it. I don't know if they're paying him or something, but Dr. Pepper Zero is his favorite soda now.
Oh, it's so... It's
when did you discover Dr. Pepper Zero? Are you just...
It's new. It's a new soda that just came out, Ted. Yeah, it's fucking new. You never drank it.
You wait in line for that like it's the Apple Store on a new release of the iPhone?
No, but I will say this. I order online all the time. And they always have it sold out on Walmart. Every single store, you can't get a brick and mortar. You gotta order it online.
Dude, you gotta wait until Black Friday, and you gotta fight like an old lady, middle aged mom, someone wearing the.
Oh, I'm gonna be stomping over old ladies, old men.
Yeah,
getting that Dr. Pepper Zero.
I'll be killing my mom and then my grandma and then quitting my job on Black Friday.
Exactly.
It's going to get crazy.
I want to see videos circling online of Schlatt dragging some pixie cut middle-aged soccer mom by the hair and tossing her into a fucking shelf at Walmart.
I want to see a video on Live Leak of Schlatt taking a live leak on someone.
So the only video you'll find of me on Live Leak is me just taking a big stinky shit.
What's the link?
Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich.
Did you know that Frozen 2, they like made a coherent movie and then they screened it for audiences and kids didn't like it. They thought it was too much, so they just redid it and scrambled all the scenes back together and Frankensteined it into the abomination now that is Frozen 2.
Really?
As a Frozener myself, you know, it leaves me wanting.
What was too much about the movie?
I don't know, because there's no like real version of it out there. But if you've ever watched Frozen 2, it's all over the place. It doesn't make any sense. Also gets on a horse and then gets frozen and then.
Wait, time out, Charlie. Are you telling me that Elsa gets frozen in Frozen 2?
Yeah.
This does not compute with me.
Like, that's what I'm saying. She gets frozen too.
It's like when
I say we write a nasty letter.
It's like one of those memes you see on Twitter where people work in the they work in the title of the movie into a line that doesn't exist. So you see like Elsa being frozen and she's saying to herself, "Well, I guess that means that I'm frozen too." I love those. Those are my favorite. I wish we got to bring that back. I feel like they kind of went out of style a little bit. If you're listening to the podcast, start adding us on Twitter and make some memes of just popular movies.
Yeah, I love when Chris Pratt walks on screen and says, "The Mario movie."
He just got cast for Garfield, too.
Yes, he did.
Did you see that shit?
Oh, my God.
He's fucking Garfield now?
A clip of Chris Pratt walking onto screen as animated Garfield. I guess I'm Chris Pratt, and I love lasagna.
And guess what day it is, too, that they announced this horrid thing on?
On a Monday.
It's a Monday. Oh, God. Oh, that, God.
You know for a fact that they chose to do that explicitly.
And Chris Pratt hates those. He hates those. Do you think he walked into the office one day and just looked at his watch and was like, fuck, I hate Mondays. And some director just snapped over to him, like, neck fully rotated.
It's the only it's requirement you. That the casting director had we need actors that hate Mondays.
It's you.
Their neck turned like 360 degrees.
Like a fucking owl.
Yeah, the FOV changes like that one scene of Peter Quill in Guardians of the Galaxy.
A fucking Quake moment, a dolly zoom.
We found him.
Dude, I hope the Garfield movie is just real Chris Pratt kicking dogs and saying, fuck you, Odie. Fuck you, Odie. Oh, I'm going to kick you.
Like it's the Cats movie. Like it's fucking James Corden in the Cats movie.
Yeah,
it's
Chris Pratt. Oh, no, better yet. Like full on cat in the hat, just Chris Pratt painted orange.
Oh, my God.
Like running around the house, terrorizing children.
I love Jesus Christ. I love James Corden in all of the movies that he gets in because it seems that he has a really good track record of being in the movies that everyone hates. And then promoting it in just the worst ways. Have you seen the video on Twitter of James Corden stopping traffic with the cast of the new Cinderella movie where he is dressed in a mouse costume and he's shaking his ass at the person in the driver's seat?
I saw that.
I think I saw some sort of Twitter where they were like, can you imagine if...
Imagine thinking you're worth stopping traffic.
Well, also,
your new shitty movie?
What if somebody's in that stop traffic for the fucking promotional flash mob and their wife is in the passenger seat pregnant with their child?
Ted, I was literally in that traffic jam. Yeah. I was in that traffic jam with a person dying in my car. Yeah. And you know what?
What? They're dead. Right They're here. Dead now.
He's right here.
James Corden killed my dad.
Oh.
I had Prince Philip in the car right here. And now look what happened to him. And fellas, we gotta talk about this. I think the Queen's up next. You've been seeing the articles.
You said that last podcast. You've
been seeing the articles. Articles have came out.
You're really kind of digging in here, and it's going to be really awkward if she doesn't at this point.
Yeah. No. I'll tell you what's going to be really awkward. You saying that she's not going to die, and then she will die, and then you're like, oh, well look. Blah, blah,
what
blah,
do you
blah,
do? Blah, 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 you're doing your commute. No. You're doing your commute on a nice beginning of the week, and you hit a red light, and suddenly you just see as this tray of lasagna hits the pavement in front of you and spills open.
Yeah. Yeah,
Chris Pratt crawls out of a gutter on all fours and starts lapping it up in front of you.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do?
Like a dirty.
I'll tell you what you're gonna do.
Fucker.
You're gonna go see the Garfield movie in theaters because there's no better way to advertise.
Yeah, like really in your face sort of.
And as you're watching, you're like, what the hell's going on? You hear a banging on your windshield. It's James Corden.
Yeah, borderline fetishizing objectification of Chris Pratt is what I would need, really, to get me to see the Garfield movie. And I think that also when the Queen dies, I would not be surprised if, you know, MI6 is bursting down Schlatt's door right there. In the little OTK office, and
they got nothing.
They're gonna burst down that door. You're gonna see James Bond. He's gonna be screaming at you. What did you do?
I feel like we're dual wielding conversations right now.
Well, I just had to get out that
got
last
two
joke
simultaneously. Where do they connect?
I saw the topic sunsetting, and I had to get in my last joke, so I combined the two conversations into one.
That's great.
But Charlie, on this is especially special podcast, I would argue, because
you're not about to lead my own segment into me, are you? Well, you're not about to say, here comes the airplane, and spoon feed me my own segment. I put
classic
in the
Ted classic
are
Ted
you?
To do something
classic,
like that.
No, classic, are you? Fandy.
Well, yeah, I am, because I'm really excited about what you
I
have
here. I hate Mondays.
And I'll also say that normally we don't have a podcast topic going in, which is why I'm so jazzed. I'm so excited. Usually we get into the call and then we're like, holy shit, Monday came up. We're a bunch of little fucking Garfields munching on some lasagna and we're scrambling to figure out what the hell we're going to talk about.
Well, baby, here's the meat and the cheese and the three layers of thick noodle.
I love when you call me baby.
Can I get an intro, a musical intro from you guys, please? Just a cappella me a quick something as we transition into the segment here. Go!
Schlatt, take it away.
Schlatt, take it away.
God, he's just a stone statue.
I'm gonna need at least something from him, or I'm not legally allowed to start this.
I don't even
know
if he can hear us right now. He seems to.
No, he definitely can.
No, he's gone to his mind palace. He's thinking about fucking Dr. Pepper Zero and the death of the Queen.
He's thinking about Chris Pratt lapping up some Dr. Pepper Zero.
Charlie, what's the topic for the podcast today?
I'm not gonna say it until Schlatt gives me something here. I'm not gonna walk away empty-handed.
Oh. Schlatt, you gotta give him something, otherwise
just
we're
a
not
beat,
move on.
Just a scat. I don't care. A high C, a low C.
Surely you can give him a scat, man.
It's gotta be something.
Scat man, 2008 stick figure animation music. Come on, Schlatt, let's go. Schlatt.
Wait.
Oh my god.
No, Ted, this is gonna be good.
No, I really hope it's good because he's making us wait. Beep.
Ah!
Hey!
Oh,
thank you so much.
God!
Thank you so much.
Holy shit! Yeah. Oh my god! Did someone just
he died?
No! No, that was the power button, Ted.
Audio listeners,
it's over.
Love you to death. Schlatt just fucking limp-bodied Oblivion NPC death on the spot.
Schlatt
fell
just
face
hit
first
his
into
own
his desk.
Power button with his toe. And he's, do we know anyone where he lives? Is there like anyone we could get out there, or is this just it? Like,
I don't know. I would say just let's begin the grand topic for
like
the
that.
Podcast.
All right, guys. I have concocted quite an interesting bit here. I am going to go through various WikiHow articles I found. And I'm going to step-by-step lead you through the instructions, tell you the instructions, leaving out the important keywords, and you're going to have to tell me what their instructions for.
Mm. God. Okay, this is the Grand Charlie Game Show. What do you call this show, Charlie, that we're doing right now?
Oh, shit, man. I didn't think about it. So it's I'm looking on WikiHow. What about Wiki what?
Wiki what? Wiki what's that telling me to do?
Okay. All right. I'm getting it in.
Okay.
Everyone, bring it in. Get ready. You two are the contestants.
Hello.
We're gonna play the best of three. Okay. First to guess gets it.
Oh, we got to start a little rivalry first. Ted, your hat looks stupid.
Schlatt, you're just kind of a nuisance.
Holy fucking shit! Jesus Christ! Let me pull up a new one. WikiHow, how to manage your anger.
That is the most intense reaction I have ever seen, Schlatt. Audio listeners, love you to death! Schlatt just picked up the skeleton that's in his office and...
Prince Philip.
And fucking Falcon swung
it. You better hope the Queen isn't watching this. That's gonna give her a heart attack.
Dude, the Pope is watching right now. Ooh.
Okay, all right. I'm doing it. Step one, get a bowl.
Okay.
Okay. It needs to be big enough to put water in.
All right.
Step two, have my cereal.
No. Step two, pour some water in the bowl. Very important. Not too much. Just about halfway full.
Okay.
Step three, add ice to the mix. Make sure the ice is in small chunks. Step four, put an egg in the water. Where do you think this is going?
We guess in the next step or what this
no,
is?
No, you're guessing
for.
What these are instructions for.
I think the first thing that comes to mind is how to peel an egg.
Mm, okay. That's actually really good because you do put it in cold water. It's not that, though.
Okay.
You leave it to set for 10 minutes. This is step five. Step six, remove the egg from the water. Step seven, drop it.
What?
Drop the egg?
Drop the egg? Is that it?
No.
Okay.
Part two.
There's two parts.
This is part two. This is a second method of obtaining the first result.
Okay. Right? Okay.
What are we working with yet? I don't know. Part two, cushioning and protecting the egg. Use cereal. Okay. Okay, surrounding the egg with cereal can be a surprisingly effective way of distributing the force.
Okay, no, the force?
Interesting. You can also, don't get me wrong, wrap the egg around with wet paper towels or fill four other small bags with the same cereal. Do not put any other eggs inside these bags. Step two.
Limited to one
wrap
egg.
Wrap the egg. What was your guess? Oh, okay. Well, okay.
I mean,
all right,
I've got
guys.
I've got another potential guess.
Okay. Hit it.
How to prepare an egg for an egg drop?
You're so close. You're really close with that. That's warm.
How to make an egg unbreakable.
Not yet. Wrap the egg in packing material. Okay. Bring out the heavy duty bubble wrap. Maybe you try marshmallows or popcorn.
What?
Right?
Okay.
You were really close, Ted. You're almost there.
I feel like a smart little boy.
But part three. Changing the way the egg drops.
Okay, so it is about an egg drop.
Mm-hmm. You were really close. You were really close. Just keep throwing them out and you will get it. Create a cradle. Suspend the egg in the center of a box or similar container using a pair of nylon stockings or pantyhose.
How to prevent an egg from breaking when you drop it.
That's exactly it, Ted! Hey, we've got our first winner here on WikiWhat!
Thank you very much. Thank you much. I'm so happy to be a contestant here on WikiWhat, and I'm just saying, you know, I'm coming for you, Schlatt. Right. I'm going to...
So hold on. I'm really nervous about this specific egg breaking.
I'm going to
wrap it in cereal?
It's a method. Many more on this.
Sounds like a
crumple. Wrap it with popcorn?
The article is called How to Drop an Egg Without Breaking It. The first one was the ice method, where you chill the egg. The second one was the method of cushioning and protecting the egg. The third method was changing the way the egg drops by creating a cradle. Or even, I see an elaborate system of, egg cups and rocks here.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what kind of Princess and the Pea bullshit is this. God. Make a parachute?
I like it how they have time to make an illustration for every one of these that exist. And there are thousands of these.
That is why I love WikiHow so much, because they have all of the same, stock images that just some poor person out there, some poor unpaid intern is drawing all of. And it's all, the same assets.
This could be a section on Mogul Money just called WikiWhat, where he shows
this could be a really good bit on another show. You make me fucking sick, man.
I was okay,
you Charlie. This would point. Be a great idea
what
to give to Ludwig
people?
When he runs his show that you're not on.
No, I was thinking in the context of you know how Ludwig did the thing where he shows the Twitch emote or something, and then people have to guess it. I was thinking, oh, this would work well.
How to dig yourself into a fucking hole.
Are you that thin?
Ted, you are the worst.
Are you
Ted,
that
you're the
thin
worst.
Skinned?
Ted, I bet you don't pay your artists.
Yeah. Are you referencing that Twitter, the people's reaction to my Twitter thread for my that video I got coming up?
No.
I made a tweet where I'm doing this incorrect history thing, and a year and a half ago I did a tweet where I was like, anyone who wants to draw these demons, and it was a bunch of vague prompts, and a bunch of people got involved, and then they got into the video and I tagged those people and stuff. And so I did the same thing recently, a year and a half later. And this never happened before, but I got a bunch of people in my replies that were like, hey, Ted, why don't you just pay your artist this time? And I was confused because I was like, I'm just doing a little community moment here. And there was,
I'm just doing a little exposure. Jared.
Yeah.
Ted, no, you have to pay them.
This is going to help their careers exponentially.
No, I pay my artists. Here's what I do. I promise payment. I don't pay them. And when they ask, I tip them 5 cents on PayPal.
Yeah.
And then charge back.
Yeah. No, that's you have a really good track record with paying people. So that
they have to pay the $20 credit card.
Oh, yeah.
Refund.
Yeah, but
I just drop them like an egg.
Yeah, it was very interesting though to get that reaction though, because it's like we all when we directly commission an artist, it's like we pay them. And yeah. In my experience, it's like you pay half of the rate up front, so they know they're gonna get paid the full amount eventually, and like you pay them what their rate is. I literally just ask, and if I reach out to an artist, I ask them what it is. But having a community contest is not the same thing as reaching out to an artist and offering exposure or something, which is not what I do.
Are you okay, true. Mr. One Point? You've gone on a little bit of a tangent here. I just want to make sure you're doing okay.
Well, you hit me in a hard spot there, because I thought I was driving myself crazy. I just pictured
you on a show like Jeopardy, right? And behind your panel, you're just like, people keep saying I'm not paying my artists. Steve Harvey's just watching you for like 3 full minutes.
Well, that would be in the context of someone didn't bring it up besides me. Like, I just won a point, and I was like, and another thing. Thanks for the point, Steve Harvey. And another thing. People say I don't pay my artists, but here's the thing I feel about that.
And another thing, for all the haters.
Yeah, for all the haters out there. All right. Next round, Charles. All right.
Are you ready? Are you ready for round
yes,
number two?
Yes, I will win this one. Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry, because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What up, chucklers? We're going to be talking about today's sponsors for this episode, the first of which is Manscaped.
Ho, 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 gentlemen! The holidays came early here at Manscaped.
Manscaped just launched a bunch of new products, including their all-new ultra-premium body wash and a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner.
It's time to give yourself or someone who needs it the gift of beautiful skin, hair, and balls this holiday season.
Balls.
Just head over to manscaped.com/chuckle for 20% off and free shipping.
Jingle balls to the walls, fellas.
Listen.
Jingle balls to the walls,
Charlie,
fellas.
Charlie, listen.
Listen up.
I think what's a better way to demonstrate how good these products are is to say that we actually all use them, and they're actually solid products. I've been using Manscaped before they even sponsored any of us. I started with their second lawnmower product. They're up to the 4.0 now. It's got a light. It's got a travel lock. It's got a ceramic blade. It won't cut your nuts up. You could use it on your face, too.
Deck the balls.
Deck the balls. Oh, my. But, yeah, it's good products. It's good. Take it from me. You will enjoy these products. I use the ball toner, the little squirt, squirt, spray, spray ball toner on your balls, on your nuts.
And Manscaped is going beyond the groin with their new ultra premium body wash. It's infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean, nice, moisturized, Manscaped-terized.
Grace actually really likes the Manscaped cologne, too. So,
oh, the refined cologne, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Holiday season's coming up, so if you're trying to do a stocking stuffer, then get something from Manscaped. You can get any of their little tiny little products for making your balls, your skin, your face, your hair, wherever on your body. Your North Pole, your South Pole, Manscaped's making it smell nice because those penguins are pretty gross. You can get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/chuckle. Once again, that's manscaped.com/chuckle.
Those little elves are going to have their hands full with the North Pole, so take care of the South one. Hello, Fresh. Thank you for sponsoring this episode of Chuckle Sandwich.
With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. You can skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. I've done a lot of these guys, trust me.
HelloFresh's family-friendly menu is a big win for back-to-school season with easy, delicious recipes for finally some drama-free dinners.
Keemstar ain't messing with your dinners.
Schlatt is a dramatic eater. I burnt his bulgogi last night.
You can't burn my bulgogi. You can't burn my bulgogi. You can't burn my bulgogi.
You left some bulgogi there.
You can't burn my bulgogi.
Yeah, it's just the whole
Lucky
thing.
For us, HelloFresh gives you pre-packaged everything. Everything's already there, right? Everything's ready there. It's actually the only time I ever cook, and I'm being honest. I've had HelloFresh for a while. Before they sponsored us, too, we got two good sponsors this time.
It's true. I used it in college.
And it's fun. It tastes delicious. And you feel actually proud of yourself for once.
And not just that, it's a better value. HelloFresh is over 30% cheaper than shopping at grocery stores, with pre-portioned ingredients that also make sure you don't waste food and you eat what feels good.
Go to HelloFresh.com/Chuckle14 and use code Chuckle14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Once again, that's HelloFresh.com/Chuckle14 using code Chuckle14.
HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, baby.
Now let's get back to the episode.
Okay, Schlatt, here we go. This is another how-to. This is a single process. There won't be multiple processes for this one. Step one, do the sneak attack.
God.
How to kill the president.
You got it. It's the public WikiHow article for how to assassinate the president. You did it.
I did it.
They've got art and everything. There's blood everywhere.
I have a guess.
How is this legal? I don't know.
They keep getting away with it. I have a guess. How to stop Garfield Chris Pratt once and for all.
No, but maybe.
No, but but potentially in the future, this could be one.
Okay. All right. Do the sneak attack. It does say here in the footnotes, you get bonus points if you do this when the person doesn't know you're home.
What?
Yep. Step two.
How to cheat on a significant other.
No, but that is kind of in the right direction,
really?
Actually. Yeah. Step two, turn off the lights. This works best if they think you're sleeping or out at a friend's house.
How to scare a significant other.
You are getting really close there, Jay Schlatt. Alternatively, you can put on a scary costume and then shine a flashlight onto your face from across a dark room so they really freak out.
How to make a significant other think that your house is haunted?
No, but you are all in the right direction now. I'm going to add a little more detail now to what I'm reading.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Jump up at her when she thinks you're asleep is step three. If you're on a long car ride together or just sitting in front of the TV, pretend to doze off for a few minutes. Wait until you can feel her coming up close to you, or even moving in towards your face. When she absolutely thinks you're asleep and doesn't suspect anything, let your eyes bulge open and scream at the top of your lungs. If done correctly, you can give her a real scare in this unexpected way.
Dude, how to scare your girlfriend.
No, you're getting really warm, man.
What's the requirements for getting this right? Is it like it has to be word for word?
You're like in the ballpark, but I can't give it to you yet. You'll see why when you guess it.
All right. Next, is there any more steps?
I'm going to see if I can find anything here. You're so close. Just keep doing guesses. I'm going to go through some of these other suggestions. Put on a clown mask. This will only work if she's the type of kid who is scared of clowns.
How
to scare your children.
You're so fucking close, how man. You're so close.
How to scare a random kid whose house you just invaded.
I wish WikiHow probably has an article on that. Let's be honest.
How to be a terrifying clown during the clown craze of 2016.
No, I wish. But maybe that's what they all read. Pick a time when she's completely not expecting it, like when she comes home from school and knows that you're sitting in a reclining chair with your back to her. When she comes over to you, then boom, turn around with a clown mask on and give her a real scare.
How to scare your children this Halloween?
You were warmer
before. How to instill deep, deep fear of clowns into your own kin.
Step six. Wait.
Fastest way to build trauma among your children among the years. Trauma building 101, wikihow.com.
How to make sure your kid leaves the house at 18.
How to make sure your kid runs away.
Step seven, put on a mask when she thinks you're sleeping.
What's with this sleeping? Yeah, why is this so consistent?
If you tend to sleep in late and she's in charge of waking you up sometimes, then this is the perfect prank for you.
Oh,
put
how
on a
to,
scary
how
mask
to,
like Slender Man.
How to get your kids to not bother you while you're sleeping.
Oh, no, man, I thought you had it. Damn. You've got on the Slender Man mask, then turn towards your wall and get bundled up in your covers. When she calls your name a few times to wake you up, wait for her to get close. When she's sure you're really dozing, to spring out in your Slender Man mask. She'll definitely scream because she's not expecting it.
Man, this is hard, Charlie.
I know. I'm trying to find something here that is... Also, this is like... There's like 20 steps to this.
Oh, as
wow.
It sounds like a really tedious process that
yeah,
requires a lot
there's
of commitment.
Be the, these, I think they're all options. 18 is be the monster under the bed.
How to get your children to believe monsters are real?
You're on the wrong track with children, but significant other or relative was really close.
How to scare your relatives this Halloween.
No, it's a her. It's a her, okay?
How to scare your wife.
Number 20. Are we calling it quits?
Man, it sounds
okay,
so
number 20. Number 20 is scare your sister while she sleeps.
How to scare women.
No, but you know what? guys, fire some at me. You're so fucking close here. Once your sister has peacefully fallen into slumber, find a large, scary object to put in her bed. It can be a fake bloody head, a giant snake, a lizard, a large spider, or anything you know will freak your sister out.
Best pranks for your siblings.
Yeah, I'll fucking give it to Ted. It's how to scare your sister.
Fuck you, Charlie.
What do you want? You guys were so close, like 60
different
times.
You're right, we were.
You were, and you didn't say sister. Yeah. I said sister, and you didn't get... I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm a little...
You know what?
Pissed.
Actually, fuck you. Ted, you're still at one. No one gets that point. We're going to need... I've got two
all
more
right
here.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Two more here. Schlatt, if you can get both of these, you can bring it out of the gutter, man.
Sweet.
Where the clowns are lurking. Do you think you're ready?
I've been down there too long. Starting to make friends with that Georgie kid.
Okay. How are we feeling about this so far, by the way, guys?
Terrible.
Pretty good.
Shit. Terrible. It doesn't make sense. I can see you on Spotify.
Featuring
Spotify. Replaying the Giorno theme, like, on repeat. You've had it on repeat for, like, 10 minutes.
I have. Method one of this next one. Resisting the urge.
How to not masturbate.
How to stop jerking off.
How to survive no not November.
No, but you're kind of close. Treat your brain's cravings like you would treat a toddler who keeps demanding ice cream. Instead of putting effort into battling your urge, find something else to do instead.
How to
stop eating.
Oh, you're really, really warm.
How to end a habit.
How to end world hunger.
How to end a habit. How to stop overeating.
You guys are in the right direction. I'll keep going. Give you another option at the end of this next one. Step two is find a pet or a loved one. Giving and getting hugs makes you feel better. Instead of the dopamine rush you get from this, hugging can give you a rush of Oxycotin.
How to stop
which makes
binge
you feel better
eating?
Without the regret. You are so close. Let me give you something even closer.
How to stop
remind
stress
yourself for
eating.
Reasons.
How to stop eating fast food.
How to stop
ooh,
stress
you're
eating.
You're really close.
How to stop eating.
Remind yourself of reasons to avoid this. This is high in fat, high in calories, and high in sugar. It tastes good when you give into it, but won't feel good
in
the long run.
How to stop eating Carl grilled cheese?
What
how
cheese?
To stop eating Carl's grilled cheese from Mr. Beast Burger?
You got it. It's how to stop eating Carl's grilled cheese. And it has here, just a step four, try the Dream Burger instead. Oh my God!
How to?
Let me try and find something here that can give yourself.
I feel
give
like
you
Schley was
little...
the closest with the fast food thing.
Yeah, it is a food. No, it's
stop
a food. It's
ordering
high in
DoorDash.
Sugar. Nope, it's a food. It's high in sugar.
How to
dessert? You're there.
How to stop eating chocolate?
You got it. That's it. That's it. Oh! How to resist?
Pilgers.
How to resist chocolate.
How to resist chocolate.
Article. Yeah. Let me give you a couple more.
The antichrist to every Dove commercial you see on cable.
Irresistible silky chocolate.
You ever seen those before?
They have some. Yeah.
You ever
look
notice?
At this fucking drug PSA image.
Can I just say, I've just got an opinion here. Have you ever noticed how every sort of like chocolatey sort of, I don't know, like yogurt or like any sort of like chocolate that is marketed towards middle-aged women is always like delectable indulgence. Like, and it's always marketed as like, relax after you've been done dealing with your kids for 15 hours.
True.
Yeah. And it's like, and the commercials are always like the mom, like, you know, dusting off her hands after doing some fucking like
after taking out the 50s. Trash. Yeah.
Just a pool of chocolate with one stream, one dripping
right
source
down.
Of it.
Yeah,
cheat on your husband. Dove.
It's all right to do a little bit of cheating these days.
60% cocoa. Fuck your neighbor.
Irresistibly dark and indulgent. And then she's like doing a little like spinneroo. She falls into a couch that's just made of chocolate and cocks.
Dude, these suggestions are awesome, by the way. Number four is tell people. It's just like,
I'm addicted to chocolate.
I don't know what to do.
I can't. Yeah,
hey, go on. Hey, Charlie.
I can't stop.
I really
cheating.
Am addicted to chocolate, bro. What can I do?
I can't stop being delectably indulgent.
Well, you can do
indulgent.
Option two, which is hide it.
Hide the chocolate? Hide but the I know where it is.
Hide the chocolate. I don't know if it means hide the chocolate or hide the addiction. That's funny. Don't shop when your resistance is low.
Like you got a fucking Geiger counter on your hip for your chocolate resistance.
Holy fucking shit. Oh my God. It's 2-0 right now, Schlatt. I'll give you a couple options here. All right.
I feel like I'm on the right track.
You've been on it, and then at the last second.
Damn, that's really rude.
That's the sound of
is that
dream.
Princess Diana?
Is that Diana and her Harvard
just love
sweat,
the
her Harvard
royal,
neck?
Royal family?
Going shopping?
I hate Mondays.
It's another reason to hate France. I think that's where she was, right? France?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? You know what, guys?
Maybe I'll give you
yeah, you are.
Because
I bet
I'm
you
winning.
Are. Schlatt, are you enjoying this? You look like you're having a great time. Okay. All right. I've got one final one here. We're going to do all or nothing just for shits and giggles, just to give the boy a port a chance, right, Ted? I mean,
okay. Okay.
Not that he's got one, but we got to extend an olive branch.
You
got to
throw me a bone.
I do. And we are in the bone yard right now. Are you ready for the final WikiHow article? I don't want a sure, man.
Yeah,
Charlie. This
I'm
is
ready.
Chuckle
I'm
Sandwich,
ready.
And I'm ready to chuckle. Come
I
on.
Chuckle.
Step one, prepare for the climb.
God.
I had to climb Mount Everest.
You are you have the right idea. Purchase some helpful supplies in a nearby town. You may want to consider recruiting someone to come with you as well.
How to go hiking.
How to escape rock bottom.
The town from SpongeBob. The town from SpongeBob. Yeah.
Mm. Learn the language.
Okay. Okay. Shout. Step to a shout.
Oh. No, it's not. Is it?
Is it what? Step to is shout.
Wait, so get supplies
from a nearby town and
get
shout.
Ready to climb. Get, ready to get climb. Supplies. Shout. Okay, not really working with much here.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Shout to bring your enemy to the ground.
That's who's wrote the Skyrim? How to go Skyrim mode.
You're really, really...
Oh, how to beat a dragon
how to
in role Skyrim.
Play
you guys are really close, okay? Next step, use frost magic. If you have training in destruction magic, spells like Ice Spike and Ice Storm can do big damage.
How to defeat a flame Atronach in Skyrim.
No, but you're really close.
Mm.
Next step, apply poisons to your weapons. Lingering poisons are just as effective against this thing as other non-undead creatures.
How to beat skeletons.
That's an undead creature.
Well, I already know how to...
you already did do that live.
Fuck, it's something that... Prepare for the...
This is something in Skyrim... I haven't played Skyrim.
Frost. You haven't played Skyrim?
And you
no,
said,
I
and
haven't.
You said frost stuff?
Frost stuff.
How to be...
I watched Sips play through it like a decade ago.
At the top of a mountain.
I picked one that I thought would be very well known here, but I'm going to keep going because I think you still have a chance.
I've been playing a lot of Skyrim recently, so I feel like I should get this. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, I've been...
Really? Yeah, okay, you're going to get
no,
it.
No, I have. I've been doing my Go-Go Fun alchemy run.
Keep this enemy on the ground with Dragonrend. Use health potions when you get low, and before long, they should succumb to the damage and retreat. Ready?
Is it a dragon? How to beat a dragon? How to beat a frost dragon? How to beat
a
fire dragon?
You're really close.
How to...
Part two, fighting this enemy at Sovereign Guard.
I haven't done the story that much. How to?
Oh shit, man!
How to? Oh, how to fight Alduin?
You got it.
Who's it's Alduin?
To, it's the main antagonist from Skyrim.
Schlatt, I'm sorry, man.
Give him a.
I'm fucking sorry.
Do you have any more? That
how was I supposed to do all or nothing
picked,
on that? I haven't played the fucking game,
picked,
Charlie.
Like,
come
oh,
on,
Alduin. It's everyone knows Skyrim.
Who's it, Alduin?
It's come out 30
Schlatt's
fucking
main,
times.
No, you gotta understand. Schlatt's main genre of gaming is running simulators. So he's playing, you know.
Yeah.
It's like the Ender Dragon, man. I don't know. What
bro,
you want
I play.
From
I be playing simulators. I play DayZ, which is you just walking in a straight line and slightly altering based on the compass.
Yeah.
I play OpenTTD, which is you make a bus and you say go between two cities and you watch it.
He plays truck driving simulator where he uses his grand wheel and he.
I got a big old wheel.
He's got a
big
wheel.
Schlatt, give me a character or a category. Give me a category and I'll pick.
All I know from Skyrim is Uthgard.
What the fuck is Uthgard?
Uthgard is the lady.
What is
Uthgard? Uthgard is the lady in the bar.
Why do you know of all
Uthgard
things to
is
know
a,
about
is a
Skyrim?
Lady in a bar that you can beat in a fight, and then she follows you.
No,
she becomes your little
you
meebling.
You shouldn't know Uthgard.
Yes, Uthgard the Terrible, I think her name
what
is.
What are you on about, man? Uthgard
and
is
then,
not real.
And then you say, uh-oh, Uthgard, someone's about to come... Someone's about to come attack us, Uthgard. I hope he doesn't take the Staff of Magnus from me.
Oh my god!
There he is!
Are you sure you've never played Skyrim? You're crazy right now, dude.
And then all of a sudden, I've come to... Hello, traveler. Thanks for getting the Staff of Magnus from me. I'll be taking that.
Are you talking about the College of Winterhold?
It's like he's every character. It's like I'm in the game.
I know. But that's all I know from Skyrim.
Do you get to the Cloud District often? What am I saying? Of course you don't.
Ooh. How about this one, guys?
Foosh Road Dog.
Dude, nice. Yeah, no, I started playing Skyrim again, and I was literally exclusively just doing alchemy for like maybe a week straight, where I would just run around and I would pick up flowers and then see what they made. And I got to level 100 in alchemy in like 6 days.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it was
that's
some real degenerate
shit. That's the one thing I never
did
in Skyrim, man. That's the one thing I never did. I always did the enchanting stuff.
For some reason, I really love that shit in video games. Like when you're like cooking stuff in Breath of the Wild, I love that shit.
Oh, that's fun.
That is fun. Yeah.
And when it gives you the new sound when you got a new recipe and it's like, a little bit different to the tune.
Dude, I had so many days worth of playtime in Breath of the Wild, and I never even got. And I never even tried to battle any of those big guys.
Because I just walk around and you just go.
It's awesome. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were they even called?
They got a new, Divine Beasts.
Yeah. I never even fucking tried one. I would look at them and be like,
nah.
I'm good. I'll cook my berries and flowers and apples.
Big.
You
guys are divine beasts. I just want to say. I really mean
thank
that.
You. Oh, I thank guess. You. I don't know if that's a good.
Schlatt, give me a category so I can help you out here and maybe give you a pity point, man.
Okay.
Just anything. I just feel bad. Like, this isn't even...
If you're Ted, maybe a... Never mind.
No.
A PayPal to the artists I don't pay?
What about, like, what about university... tips, like tips to help me through college, like what's if you can find something in that genre, perhaps?
Category,
I feel like of all the people
college.
In this group that you would probably be the least equipped, actually most in need, you're right.
Yes,
this is gonna be
non-college graduate Jay Schlatt.
Something college related then, Schlatt, are you sure you're ready?
I'm ready.
Okay,
I spent 2.5 years in college. I know
let me,
all
let me
there
find
is
a
to
good
know.
One I have a stupid goddamn degree. So does Ted. What are we ever going to do with this?
Hey, guys.
Well,
we all love degrees right here.
Look at me now.
How much mileage you got out of that slip of paper?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, at least I don't have 0 points in Wiki What, dude.
okay, dude. You had
I'm trying
to
find one that's
going to
be easy enough for you to get and hard enough for Ted not to get, and it's very difficult.
All-seeing eye guesses all.
Yeah, no, Charlie, no, by all means, just have another prompt that has, like, fucking Alduin in it. I'll get that.
Dude, shut the fuck
up. I'll get Alduin.
No, that was... I don't think I even talked
sounds
to you
like
guys
a,
about the fact that I was
that's
playing...
That's the only
Spider-Man.
Guy
Penny
I knew
Turner
in
character.
Am I crazy?
Alduin?
I feel like...
this is like some
Susan and Mary Tess
come up with in their lab.
What was the fucking person you knew from Skyrim? I already forgot their name.
Uthgard the Terrible?
Yeah, that's so niche-like. There's no reason why you should know that.
I watched one very specific playthrough a decade ago.
Then you should. Uthgard.
Uthgard is the only character I fucking know.
Wait.
Uthgard.
Hold on. You're saying that you watched one specific playthrough? Does that mean that you haven't watched Charlie's banger video, I installed 500 mods into Skyrim? Does that mean that you're not supporting friends of the podcast, also known as a co-host of the podcast, your friend Charlie Slimesicle?
Hey, thanks for the resub.
What's the meaning of this, Schlatt? You can't escape.
Dude, what the fuck? Hey, tell me. You know
all right.
what? Tell
all right,
me,
I'll
tell
admit
me,
it.
Tell me one
I'll
pun
admit it. I'll
I've
admit
ever
it.
Made.
I'll admit it, Charlie.
Don't admit it.
If the video say, was too long. It was too long. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Dude,
it was too long.
Dude, I got high and I watched that whole thing, and it was a good night.
Too long. I didn't watch the whole
too
thing.
Too long.
I don't watch long things. I don't watch long things. What do you
you
want
know
to say?
What? You know Uthgard, and you didn't watch
Uthgard,
my video.
Uthgard was part of a very sequenced out video, hundreds of parts.
Are you incapable of sequencing yourself?
Hundreds of parts over the span of months. Over the span of months, that thing came out.
I'm not sitting down and watching one little video about
it. Oh, here's little Charlie, whatever the fuck his last name is, in a little VR helmet. He's in the metaverse. He's jacked into Mark Zuckerberg's fucking fantasy dreams.
Boys, please.
Buy an NFT and make some money, bitch.
All right.
For a nice
boys,
video.
Bring it in. Hold
you're
on.
Fucking like a true
hey,
pussy
quiet
who gets
coyotes.
No bitches and
quiet
sticks
coyotes.
No paper.
Quiet coyotes, boys. Let me see him now. Quiet coyotes. Show them to me. Schlatt? All right. I find it especially ironic, Schlatt, that you you say you don't watch long things, but you expect people to have watched the podcast this long. We're already at fucking however long.
Well, I'm not. I think I'm worse than most people.
Yeah, you're pretty bad. YouTuber that doesn't give retention to other people. That's a real fucking shame. But Charlie, do you even want to give him this? Like, do you even think he's owed a final point here?
No. But out of the goodness of my fucking heart.
Dude, he's bringing out his fucking heart. Not his normal heart, his fucking heart. This is the one that
he uses
during
sex. You've only seen this. There's 1 week in the year you've seen this. It was fuck a week.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Came out for a minute. Wow. Now it's coming out again.
Comes out for fuck a week, comes out in the bedroom. That's all we know.
Step one, Schlatt and Ted, I know you'll probably get this because you watched the Skyrim video. You're awesome, man. You're awesome.
Thanks, man.
Step one is taking initiative. Get to class early. Strike up conversation.
Oh, sleeping in.
How to make friends in college.
Schlatt has very unfortunately gotten it on his first try here. How to make friends in college. That's two friends in college right there. I think they're probably bonding over this Slime School Skyrim video that they both watched last
night.
Yeah,
that's something I never... are we going up? Are we going
really,
up, Ted?
Really love.
We're going up? All right.
Okay, fine. All right.
Okay.
See you guys on the fucking
thanks,
moon.
Charlie.
See you
bye.
Later. No, bye.
Bye, Charlie.
I'm catching up. I'm catching up. You don't have a chance, man. Oh, I'm coming back down. Fuck, I'm taking off.
All right, we're returning.
I'm taking off.
We're coming back down.
Here I go.
Audio listeners, love you to death. We're using our automatic standing desk to do a visual bit, so sorry about that. But
dude, you are literally Earthgard right now, or whatever the fuck.
Othgird. Othgird.
Correcting
Othgird
him?
Othgird the Terrible.
You know what this is? You know what this is? This is you.
He's a chat.
This is
chatty
you right
catty.
Now. You're a yapping yak, yeah. And I need you to
oh,
be
I'm
a quiet.
Oh, I'm a yapping yak?
Put a
oh,
muzzle on it.
Oh, you think I'm a
it.
Yapping
put
yak?
Put a muzzle on it. Yeah, I do.
Dude, you gotta step. You gotta get in line, man. You gotta meet the judge and get some fudge.
Are you, is that the one video of that lady?
Yes. The really the old woman, the, like schizophrenic lady. Yeah,
potentially schizophrenic woman. That he's like, what's going on? And she's like, go to the judge and get some fudge. You're like, what?
The most and then
you,
they have the Oblivion music
like
playing in the background.
Why'd you say it like you were a fucking like Halloween killer?
let me try again.
Go to the judge and get some fudge.
Let me try it again.
Go to the judge and get some fudge.
That was good.
Yeah.
What else are we even going to talk about today? I mean, we ran out of Charlie's topic. Schlatt's been an absolutely...
Oh, I had another one.
Oh, sure.
Here, okay, I actually wrote this down before the podcast. Recommend one thing to everyone listening to this. I thought it could be fun. Mine is my Skyrim video.
Like, recommend anything?
Yeah, anything. Just anything.
Recommend anything. Wow.
I have a real one, but...
I
so that could be fun. Could be just like fucking Totino's, you know?
Go to YouTube, look up Mister, followed by Hands.
Oh God.
This was absolutely a mistake.
Yeah, no, a little bit of a mistake. I would say see the East Coast.
Family friendly.
I would say
fun for the whole family. Yeah, no. Pull up the video, Mister Hands.
Context listeners, love you to death. So let's talk about Mr. Hands, the guy that got fucked to death by a horse. I would
that's
suggest
awesome. Just okay. thinking about Schlatt, it. That is your one thing you can ever recommend to anyone listening to this podcast.
I would suggest
that's it. That's what you've said.
I would suggest to our listeners, see the East Coast in peak foliage season in the fall. It's a very beautiful time of year. I think we're just past the peak foliage season. We're entering November now. But it's a good time to see the foliage.
True.
What a bunch of different watch. It's nice. So we've got watch Charlie's YouTube video. Look up a guy who got fucked to death by a horse and see the trees in the season. They're
beautiful shades of yellow and red
and orange.
And, oh my God, he's been fucked to death by a horse.
And hey, if you ever see Uthgard the Terrible in a bar, fight her. She will be your companion for life.
If you ever see an
Can you
egg,
marry her in game?
Dunk it in water for 10 minutes.
I don't know.
Protect it with cereal.
I bet you wish you could.
Maybe.
All right, well.
She did look awful.
You do look like an Uthgirder. My real one, then, I've been playing this game called Outer Wilds. That's the one I want to recommend to everyone. They go check it out. They've got maybe it pulled up on one monitor.
You've talked to me about Outer Wilds a lot, and I've never gone around to checking it out, and I feel bad about that.
The problem with saying it on a podcast is that you can't talk about it because then you ruin the game. Like,
right.
It's the currency's information. You figure it out as you go. It's fucking awesome. I'd say anyone listening, give that a shot. And I also recommend just going and bullying Schlatt about how he hasn't listened to like the one thing I'm proud of.
Please,
he hasn't seen the one
please,
thing.
Please, come on.
What are you proud of? What are you
I
proud of?
I will watch the Minecraft video when it comes out, Charlie. The Minecraft...
It's going to be longer. It's going to be longer. Okay? I said it.
Maybe I won't. Maybe I won't.
My
recommendation
is... You don't
even
like long things, man.
I don't
you're
like
no
long
Mr.
things.
You're
I'm
no
scared
Mr.
of
Hands.
Long things. I'm scared of long things. My real recommendation would be to find a candle you enjoy, wake up, play some 40s music, and light the candle, and read.
All right.
That's really good.
Do as I say, not as I do. That's the end of the podcast. I'm going up.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast.
My recommendation is up.
Like, retweet, subscribe, become a little chuckler.
My recommendation is upward momentum.
Everyone join Chuckle Nation. This is where the goodness lies. And where the good boys, they never die. Thanks so much again.
At the GUI Center.
See you next
time. Fuck your friend's husband.
What?
Nice buns, soft, fluffy, and ultra low net carbs. Discover Hero Bread, the delicious ultra low net carb bread with incredible taste and texture. Hero Bread has 0 grams of sugar and is under 100 calories per serving. Plus, high in fiber with 5 to 10 grams of protein per serving. Order from hero.co now and get 10% off your first purchase with promo code AH10. That's 10% off with code AH10. HERO.co.